You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I have a very special show in store for you today. You are absolutely going to want to find a spot to sit and relax, grab a piece of paper, pencil, your favorite beverage, and your favorite chair in your house or couch or wherever you like to chill, and spend some time for the next few minutes just embracing the wisdom of my guest that we have on this show today. And by George, you are going to be bestowed with not just one guest today, but two. And we're going to, I'm just going to pique your curiosity a little bit. We're going to talk about the secret to living, and you're just going to love it. The secret to living a fantastic life. Now, who would not want that? So I'm giving you the disclaimer, get yourself ready. But in the meantime, I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living for You at blissfulliving4you.com. Check them out. They've got some fabulous things going on. They have a virtual woman summit that's going to be happening called the Unstoppable Woman Summit, Turning Your Passion into Purpose. You're definitely going to want to check that out. And, of course, you know, we're doing everything virtual right now, so anybody can join the summit, and it's free. So you definitely want to check out Blissful Living, the number 4 and the letter U.com. The other sponsor is All Day Cable Incorporated, a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They've been in business for 30 years, and yes, they are still going strong, even though we have challenges going on today, right now, in this moment. They are still going strong. They've survived every kind of economic situation that our country has been in for the last 30 years, and they're still here to help you make the right connections when it comes to setting up your voice, data, fiber optics, wireless systems, anything that goes with telecommunications, audio, video. They are here for you. If you have moves and changes that you need to make or help your people remotely work better from their locations where they're in place, you definitely want to call, check out, go check out All Day Cable at their website, which is alldaycableinc.com. So let me tell you about our fabulous guest. And we're going to jump into the secrets to living a fantastic life. And as I told you, the guests are two fabulous people. And so let me share a little bit about the first guest. The first guest is Dr. Alan Leica. And Dr. Alan has been acknowledged as one of the leading cosmetic dermatologists in the world for 3 decades, a pioneer in cosmetic surgery. He's helped to develop the laser-assisted tumescent liposuction procedure. I know some women who have done that, an advanced body sculpting technique, and an advanced means of removing skin cancer with 99% success. He has lived and practiced in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada since 1989. He's written 17 books, 30-plus academic papers, and hosted the number one internet show in the world, Inside Cosmetic Surgery Today. He is the co-founder of Doctors for the Practice of Safe and Ethical Aesthetic Medicine and the founder of the Canadian Skin Cancer Association. Wonderful work that he's doing. Now, because what he learned, he is co-authoring the book, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life, with our next guest that I'm going to introduce, Ms. Harriet Pinka. And she's a former fashion model and woman of distinction. Now, Dr. Leica is also currently co-authoring 2 more books, one with Corey Poirier entitled BLU Talks Presents Business Life and the Universe, and one with the famous, fabulous Jack Canfield entitled The Pillars of Success. Now, currently acknowledged as a leading expert in living a fantastic life and turning points, he is a transformational speaker, thought leader, coach, and mentor, and obviously a fabulous cosmetic dermatologist. Surgeon. So that is the first guest. Now, our next guest is a beautiful lady, Harriet Tinka. And let me tell you a little bit about Harriet. As a turning point expert, Harriet Tinka is a perfect example of someone finding a need in the community and filling it despite dealing with obstacles in her life. She has overcome those hurdles and has found its success by inspiring thousands of audiences to reach their full potential. Though stabbed, kidnapped, and left for dead, she turned that horrifying experience into motivation. She has inspired and given hope to women who are faced with domestic violence. She is known by her students as the powerhouse role model who makes being genuine the most powerful thing of all. I love that. Harriet is an invigorating, transformational speaker, passionate life coach, blogger, chartered professional accountant, football official, and an ultra marathon runner. She is the founder and CEO of the award-winning social enterprise Empower Me, Inc., a company whose mission is to inspire and empower girls and women. Now, Harriet has received numerous awards, including the YWCA Woman Community Woman of the Year, Action for Health Community Youth Empowerment Award, Rotary Integrity Award, and Daughter Day Award, just to mention a few. She is a tireless philanthropist and a Toastmaster Divisional Champion. Harriet feels blessed to have her journey supported by her partner Steve and three lovable children, Tristan, Rihanna, and Aaliyah. And those fabulous listeners are our guests today. So I want to welcome both Dr. Laika and Miss Fabulous Harriet to Blissful Living. Thank you so much and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having us, Rochelle. We are super excited.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Rochelle. I want to ask you one question about your name, though. My niece's name is Rochelle, and we call her Rocky sometimes because she's a bit of a tomboy, and it's easier to say than Rochelle. Do you ever get called Rocky?
No. So actually, share you a little secret. My name is actually Rochelle Marie, and the way it goes is my mother is named Rose Marie. And me being a product of the 60s, I think everybody and their grandmother named their daughter with the middle name Marie. So I thought my middle name was Marie, and I only heard Rochelle Marie when I was in trouble. But
my whole family's my wife's family's whole name middle name is Marie because French Canadians name their daughters with the middle name Mary all the time. So it's very common to me to have Marie or Mary in that middle name status.
Isn't that funny? It's just really funny. But yeah, no. But when I was probably like in fifth grade, you know, Rochelle Marie was a lot. It's still a lot for people to comprehend, I think, sometimes. But my fellow classmates when I was in fifth grade used to call me Roach.
Wow.
That
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that's true love, right?
And it's funny that your niece is named Rochelle and she's a tomboy because I was a total tomboy. Only girl in my whole entire family, total tomboy, but very, very feminine. So
she got a full scholarship from the University of Arizona for being a gymnast at one time. So, wow.
Oh, really? Really? University of Arizona and Tucson. Okay,
yes.
We'll have to talk about all that after. I want to jump in and get to the goods of the show. Let's get to the goods. So the secrets to living a fantastic life. I want to ask this very first question with regards to that. How did you two come up with the title for a piece of work like that? Because that is just so yummy.
You know, it's really a good question. And, you know, our book took many years to write. It took about 4 years to write. And we came up with many titles. And we actually went to Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul's home to help us write it. And that was a product, a byproduct of the workshop we were in, that we went through many, many different titles. And that was the one that resonated with the group the most. They really liked that one. They said, this is the one that really will resound with everybody. And at the end of the day, I think they're correct. I mean, this title, although it sounds ostentatious, although it's a, really, when you read the book, it really hits home with exactly what's in the book. The book has a lot of wisdom in it, and it does have a lot of secrets, which we call golden pearls.
Hmm. So that was going to be my next question with regards to the wisdom in the book. Why did you come up with naming the wisdom or the fantastic little secrets to living a fantastic life golden pearls?
Okay, well, Harriet, do you want to take that one or do you want me to take that one?
I could take it for sure. So
okay,
the reason we used
it this time. Yes,
so ever since I was a little girl, I've always loved golden pearls. And when we were writing the book, we came up with different ideas. I know Dr. Leica once suggested golden nuggets. I said, ooh, that sounds like a food product. We don't want it to sound like a food product, even though we love food. We want something that's inspiring. So we came up with golden pearls. And Dr. Leica did some investigation, and he knows exactly how a golden pearl is formed. And maybe I'll have him share how it's formed, because he says it so authentically, and I like the way he says it.
Okay. You see, this is how Harriet and I have done this book, is that in this book is
Tag, you're it.
Talking with me and me talking with her. And our whole book, it starts with a real profound story. It starts with what I'd almost call a parable that carries each golden pearl in. And then there's the dialogue between us. And this is why you can see it's so natural between us, how we can pass things back and forth. But a golden pearl, to get to the point, is something that actually exists in nature. It exists in the Philippines and the southern Indonesian area, and it's extremely rare. It's by a particular type of oyster. And what makes a pearl is something that's unique in nature, is that a little grain of sand irritates the oyster. It traumatizes it. And as a result, that oyster doesn't like it, and it walls off the sand, the trauma, with this beautiful material called luster. And that luster is what makes these beautiful golden pearls. Now, these are so rare. A single solitary pearl can cost upwards of $10,000. So it's just telling you that this is something that's unique, that's something that's beautiful, and it's the result of trauma, just like it was in Harriet's in my life, that
right.
We had trauma that produced these wonderful works of wisdom, these pearls of wisdom, so to speak.
I love it. I love it. And I know the story about how the oysters develop the pearls, and it is through trauma. And sometimes when we go through a traumatic, you know, experience or have trauma in our life, the wisdom that is bestowed upon us on the other side of that trauma does become golden. And so it totally makes sense. And I love the metaphor of the golden pearls. Now, can you share, let's see, Harriet, let's go with you. Can you share with us some of the golden pearls that you talk about in this beautiful book that you two have written?
Oh, you bet. I can share one of my favorite, because we have about 13, including one bonus chapter, which is one we added because of the COVID. Now, the one that I like, I love all of them, because we start off with love, which is the most powerful emotion that you can have. And we end it with empowerment, which makes you feel absolutely full of emotional intelligence. So I'm going to pick purpose, because I feel with what's going on in the world right now, most of us are stuck in the house, and we begin to question what the meaning of life is, so to speak. So in the book, we talk about purpose, and we use the word called Ikigai. And Ikigai is a Japanese word for reason for being. And that Japanese concept asks of you four very important questions when you're trying to find your purpose. Number one is, what is it that you love to do? Something that you, even if they didn't pay you, you'd still do it. So that's number one. Number two, what are you good at? What kind of things are you good at? Maybe you may be good in listening to people. You may be good at math. Or maybe you can become an accountant. Or maybe you can become a psychologist. So that's the next question. What are your strengths? What are you good at? Number three is, what does the community need? Or what does the world need? And then number four is, what is it that you can do and get paid for it? So once you answer these four questions, and they all intersect, you have found your Ikigai. And the passion is for you, purpose is for others. And once you, and what I normally recommend, especially for your listeners, is start off with what is called the part-time Ikigai. So find out what is it that you love to do and what you're good at. So those are two very easy to do. And you can just make it a commitment. It does take a bit of work, but once you figure out what your Ikigai, you will feel so fulfilled. So that's one of the golden pearls that's identified in the book.
I love that. I mean, that's absolutely beautiful. And I love how you mentioned love and empowerment with regards to a couple of the other golden pearls in the book. I know that in the book, you guys, you two talk about laughter. Is laughter considered one of the golden pearls as well?
Oh, it certainly is. You know, it's really an important one. And, you know, an onion can make people cry, but there's never been a vegetable that makes people laugh. That was from Will Rogers that said that. And it's very important to realize laughter. Now, do you know Stephen King actually talked about laughter? And he's the guy that talks about all the horror movies and makes them. And he said, you can't deny laughter. When it comes, it plops down in your favorite chair and stays a long time until it leaves. And so it's a very important thing. And you know, scientists have actually studied laughter. They've taken it as a very important thing. And they found it's one of the few things that can bring your mind and body back into sync. It's one of the things that really makes everything the way that it is. And to me, I think it's proof that there is a greater power, because it allows us to laugh at the things that we naturally cry or be destroyed about. And I think that's important. And you know that scientists have actually discovered the world's funniest joke?
No, you're kidding.
Yes, they did. And this was quite a few years ago. What a scientist by the name of Richard Wiseman did is he rated all jokes and got thousands of people to rate those jokes. And he what he did was got the funniest joke in the world. Do you want to hear the funniest joke in the world?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, there were two hunters. They were out in the woods, maybe in Texas or maybe in Colorado. And, you know, they were way out in the boonies. And one dropped down. He looked like he was dead. And his buddy didn't know what to do. So he brings out his cell phone and he calls 911. And he says, "Operator, operator, operator, I think my buddy's dead." The operator says, "Calm down, sir. This happens all the time. Could you please make sure he's dead?" So the phone drops down. You can hear the cock of a rifle, and you can hear it go off. Bang! He comes back to the phone and says, "Yes, he's dead. What do I do now?" Now, you see, Rochelle, everybody laughs at that joke because it's either the best joke or it's the worst in the world, okay?
Right,
It really is sort of thing that happens in life, isn't it? Do you laugh when a person slips on a banana peel?
Depends on if that person is me or not.
But usually you do. It's called slapstick humor for a
reason.
Right,
right, you know? Right.
It's the crazy things in life that make us laugh. And if we didn't laugh, we'd cry. And it's the improbabilities in life that make it so important to laugh. Like this afternoon, we were doing a podcast with a guy by the name of Marcus, who was a great guy. And I hit the wrong button, and I silenced him. You know, I made him disappear from the screen. And I said to him, you know, I'm sorry, I was trying to make you big. And he said, well, sometimes it's important to be small, you know. And it's those things that really you got to laugh about, you know. It's the funny things, otherwise you'd just be destroyed by them. And I think that's what life is largely about. And I think, you know, laughter is one of those important things we got to bring every day.
You know, that is so true. It's funny. You know, you can be in a room like, you know, me and Harriet are listening to you explain the funny joke to us, or the funniest joke. And, you know, I chuckle and I start laughing and she laughs. And I think laughter is, you know, it's definitely a method of healing. And I agree with you that it is one of the most easiest things to restore balance back into the mind and the body. But if you ever notice that if you're in a room and someone just starts laughing, other people will start laughing and they have no idea why the person is laughing. There is a yoga called laughing yoga. And at one of the retreats I've done in the past, this was quite a few years ago, I thought I would just do laughing yoga to see how these high earners, these high achieving women would respond. We're up in Napa, so it was just a beautiful, you know, beautiful essence. So I just start laughing and told them to start laughing, and they start laughing, and pretty soon we were laughing at nothing but
contagious.
We started out laughing. Yeah, we just started, everybody's cracking up, and it just got louder and louder and louder. But at the end of the little session, the last session, everybody felt wonderful. And it was kind of an icebreaker because these women didn't really know each other. They're all multimillion-dollar CEOs and owners of their companies. But by the end of that little laughing yoga session, everybody relaxed. They took off their CEO. I'm the top chick woman in this room, and just got down to earth and had a really wonderful time. So laughter, I think, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I remember a patient of mine in the emergency room talking, a lady 93 years old having a heart attack. And two things she told me. She said, I just need a shot of my Jack Daniels and I'll be fine. And the other thing she said was, as long as I can keep laughing, I know I'll keep living. And that just always stuck with me. And so I'm glad that is part of one of the golden pearls in your book, because it is beautiful. Now, there's something else I want to ask you about, and it's the word gratitude. And can you share or talk about, because I know this is one of the golden pearls in the book, can you share with us what's important or what's special about this golden pearl that we all know as the word gratitude?
I'll start, and I'm going to let Harriet finish because she tells it so well. You know, I think gratitude is one of the most important things we can have. You know, even the poorest person in North America is more wealthy than some of the richest people in some of the other countries of this world. And you know, when we look around and you look at the things that we have here and the things that we really, you know, we take for granted, I really think people really have to, at the same time, realize we're fortunate. We are very fortunate here. You know, we have we're forced to hide away with COVID in our little caves. But look, we've got the internet. We've got telephones. We've got this thing called the web that allows us to communicate with everybody around the globe. Right. You know, you look at the miracles that come about daily, and you look at all these things that we have, and you've got to realize how important that is. And Harriet, why don't you tell everybody how people can make this part of their lives?
Well, it's so important because gratitude is free. You don't have to even pay for it. It's absolutely free. And it's all about journaling, being grateful for the simple things that you have, like being grateful for the skin that you have, being grateful for the hot water and that sort of thing. And I think when you've gone through the trauma that me and Dr. Leica have gone through, you have to use a method to really make yourself feel like you have a purpose, like, and be yourself on purpose. So when I teach a lot of young girls and women really how to love themselves completely, And mm-hmm. one of the things that I had to teach them as far as being grateful for, the biggest one was forgiveness. So the gratitude right. ties in into forgiveness. When something like that happens, you really have to start journaling everything that's happened to you. So the gratitude actually ties in into the forgiveness golden pearl. And if you want, I can kind of share a bit about it if you...
Yes,
like,
please.
You know how,
please do. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I came, yeah, that's a big one too. That's one of the most difficult ones to do because I think most of us, we're often told that when something happens to you, you have to forgive very quickly so that you can start healing. And it's not easy to forgive. It's easy to forgive if you're supposed to meet a friend of yours and she came late. You're like, okay, I can forgive that. Or somebody
right.
cut you off and when you're driving, that's easy to forgive. But when you go through trauma or something happens to your child, that's not easy to forgive because forgiveness is not a natural emotion. It's actually,
right.
hate is actually more of a natural emotion. We have that emotion naturally. So when I had to learn how to forgive, I had to use hate as an emotion to help me forgive. And if you look in Wikipedia, the definition for hate is actually an intense or passionate dislike for someone. So when people say, I don't want to hate, really what they're meaning to say is, I don't want to get angry, because anger is hostile, it's lack of self-control, and it's really destructive. So I had to use the word hate to really learn how to forgive. So these are the three steps that I use to learn how to forgive. So number one, write down why you hate. So I had to say, I hate my attacker because he put me in the hospital. I hate my attacker because he put a scar on my leg. So that's number one, writing it down. And then number two, take the second sentence and turn it into love. I hate my attacker because I love being healthy. I hate my attacker because I love my perfect imperfections. So that's step number two. And then the very last one, step number three, is get rid of the hate and now focus on love. I love being healthy. I love my perfect imperfections. I love my family support. So you say that in the morning and the afternoon. So this becomes a journal. I love my being healthy. I love my perfect imperfection. All of a sudden, you forget about the hate. You forget about what happened to you. And then you're focusing on the love journal. So now you have a love journal, which eventually will turn into a gratitude journal. So they're sort of tied. And that's the only way you can forgive, because forgiveness is not a temporary act. It's actually a permanent attitude.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Absolutely amazing. I know people definitely have a very difficult time with forgiveness. Me, myself, is one. And I had to learn how to embrace forgiveness through compassion. I had to learn how to be compassionate for that person that betrayed me or did something traumatizing to me, because in my mind, that was the only way they knew how to act or respond or be. And so if I could be compassionate towards them for not knowing any better, doing any better, being any better, it was an easier gateway for me. And I love how now I can add the wisdom that you just shared with regards to gratitude in turning my hate or extreme dislike of something or a situation into a gratitude opportunity journal of love. You gave the steps. I love that. And I think that's very, very powerful and it will touch a lot of people. You know, what we have going on in the world today with this pandemic, a lot of people there's a lot of hate coming out of people for various reasons. You know, I don't know, the energy of what's going on and being pent up. It's just pent up energy that's not being able to be released. And so you've just shared with people how they can turn that hate into love and forgiveness and gratitude. And I think we need so much of that in our world today that, girl, you are on to something. You guys are on to something. So thank you so much for sharing that. That was absolutely beautiful. Now, I know, because I'm one of these kind of people that I'm sure you can't tell from our conversation, but I'm one of these kind of people that's very enthusiastic. And I understand that is also one of the golden pearls in the book. So who wants to take and explain or share with us the wisdom behind enthusiasm and how that golden pearl can actually be a secret to living a fantastic life as well.
You know, I think I'll take that one because I've got a little story to tell in it. But, you know, enthusiasm is a volcano on whose top never grows the grass of hesitation. That was from Khalil Gibran. And I'm staying these quotes for another reason, as our book is sprinkled with quotes. We have over 140 quotes of people, of these authorities, that help to carry the meaning of this book even deeper and deeper. And so this is another aspect with it. We have the parables at the beginning of it, and I'll tell you one of those stories about enthusiasm. You know, there was a carpenter by the name of Fred. He had worked for one company his whole life, and he was tired. He had lost his enthusiasm. So he went to his boss, and he threw his keys on his desk and said, "Okay, boss, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm gone." And the boss was taken aback. I mean, this was his master carpenter that helped him to build every house that has ever been built in their whole company. And he said to Fred, he said, Fred, wait a minute. Could you do one more thing for me?" And Fred just thought for a minute. He said, "Of course, boss. What would you like? I've loved it here. This has been my only job. I've loved everything you've done for me." The boss said to Fred, "Fred, could you build just one more house for me?" Fred thought about it, and he said, "Okay, boss, I'll do it. My heart's not into it, but I'll do it." But, you know, when he started building that house, he just didn't have that enthusiasm anymore. He spent 2 hours a day working, and he used to work 12. He used to work 18. He used to work 24 when the work required it. But he finally, after several months, got the house done. And it was done with shoddy workmanship, something he had never done before. And the house barely passed inspection. But when it was done, he took his keys again and threw them on the boss's desk and said, "Okay, I'm done." The boss said, "Just hold it, Fred. Just wait a minute. Everybody, draw around." So he drew everybody around the office. He said, "This is a very happy day for Fred. It's his last day. He's going to be moving on to greener pastures. And I'm going to be very sad because I wish everybody would work like him and do the job he did because he was my best carpenter." And he said, "You know, Fred, I've got a very special gift for you for all the works you've done for me. Fred, here are the keys to the last house you ever built. I want you to take this house and live in it for the rest of your life and enjoy it with all the enthusiasm that you've showed me all your life." Rochelle, you see, there comes the laughter again. I love it. But you see here, this is the meaning. You can't bring enthusiasm on Monday and expect it to be a Monday thing. You can't bring it on Friday and expect it to be a Friday thing. You have to hold it in your heart every day of your life because it's the game changer. It's the one thing that if you bring to the occasion, it can make everything better. It can really turn the tables on everything. So that's why I think enthusiasm is one of our golden pearls. It's because it's so important to have that enthusiasm.
Oh, I love that story. That's absolutely, oh my gosh, I could talk to you two forever. But we're getting close on our time, and I just appreciate all this wisdom because I'm going to definitely get this book and incorporate these golden pearls into my life if I haven't already been doing it. And those that I haven't, I'm just definitely going to embrace them even
Rochelle,
more.
Rochelle, can I give you a special tool to help you do that totally for free? Okay,
yes.
We'd like to give you and your audience 52 golden pearls, one pearl a week for the next 52 weeks. And all they have to do is text us the word golden pearls to the following number, 1-819-717-2515. That's 1-819-717-2515. And we will send you 52 golden pearls, one a week for the next 52 weeks, so you can integrate these pearls throughout your life and make it just that much specialer a place.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I do have one more question, and then I want you guys to share And I keep saying you guys, it's just the acronym.
It's okay. We know what you mean.
You know, your gal, your fabulous queen and king. I want to ask you about empowered and being empowered. And I know, Harriet, I kind of want you to take this one because of your story with regards to when I was introducing you, and you empower women, you empower girls. And so can you just share with the listeners something very special about being empowered and empowerment? I would love it if you could, please.
Oh, you bet. Now, with empowerment, it's really having self-control and detaching yourself from all the external things, because detachment is really not that you own nothing, but detachment is nothing owns you. So when I talk about empowerment, especially with the young girls, the most important thing is self-worth, because when they look at themselves, they don't think they have any self-worth, depending on what happened to them. So what I'll do, I'll bring a $20 bill, and I'll ask everybody, who wants this $20 bill? Everybody wants it. Then I'll take the $20 bill, I'll crumble it, I'll step on it, I'll dump a little bit of water on it, and then I'll ask, who wants a $20 bill? Again, everybody says they want it, and I ask them why. Because they say because it did not lose its worthiness. And I say, you just proved a point. All of you are going to be stepped on. You're going to be crumbled. People are going to do all sorts of things to you. You do not lose your self-worth. You're still who you are. So never forget that. So that's what I teach them about self-worthiness. And there's more that I could touch on when it comes to empowerment. But at the end of the day, empowerment is about your emotional intelligence, your self-awareness. So it's a whole entire package. That's why it's one of our last chapters, because it basically ties the whole, it covers everything in the book and then ties it up with a bow. That's empowerment.
And that's what I got to emphasize. It's all in the book for anybody that wants more, anybody wants it. We're giving you a little taste of everything today, but it's not the whole meal. The meal's in the book.
I love it. It's like you get, okay, listeners, you've just got a tiny bit of the best appetizer that you can ever imagine that you've ever had in your life. You just got a tiny taste of that. Now, who wouldn't want more so that you can get that whole appetizer, the meal, the main meal, the salad, the 4 or 5 course meal that you used to? Who would not want that? You just got a fabulous little taste. So now I'm going to step into saying, how can people connect with you? How can they get this fabulous book, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life? Can you please share how they can do that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, first, if you want to get the book, I'd encourage you to go to fantasticlifebook.com. That's fantasticlifebook.com. There's an order form there. There's also an interview with Harriet and I with Jack Canfield, so you get that right there too. But if you order it from that site, we will be able to know who ordered it, and we are sending 20% of the profits of this book to women's shelters to help women that have been in an abusive situation, because we'd love to stamp that off the face of the earth. And if we get it that way, we could contribute the money to your own community so it can work right where you're at. So that's why we would love to do that. But if you'd like, you can go to Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. It's there. And if you can't afford a lot on Kindle, it's only 99 cents U.S., so everybody can have that words there and enjoy it so that they can really take the meaning home. You see, Harriet and I are unique in that we want this to be seeds. We want them to grow. We want it to grow into a big tree. And if they'd like more of us, both Harriet and I are professional speakers. We'd love to be on stages elsewhere. And we'd love to help people with the message here. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, I'm Dr. Alan Lyka. That's DrAllen Lyka, LYCTKA.com. And you can look me up there, and there's a lot of information on that site. Plus, I would like to invite you, Rochelle, to be part of our podcast. We have the Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life podcast, and I'd love to have you on a guest as it, and Harriet and I will both interview you on that show.
Oh, I would love that. I love that. Thank you so much. I love it. You guys are just, you two are just absolutely amazing. And for you listeners out there, first of all, I want to repeat, you can pick up the book at fantasticlifebook.com. And the reason why I'm really going to emphasize that, and this will be on the podcast website as well, is because of the good work that the proceeds from the book will go to helping women, the women's shelters, and it can actually, you, the money can actually be utilized in your own community to do that. So you can actually give back in your own community. And I'm going to suggest that you not buy just one copy. If you can afford it, buy 5 copies, buy 10 copies, and hand them out as gifts to other people, other women, other men that you want to see embrace being able to live a fantastic life and to get the secrets to doing that. So that's what I'm going to put out there as a challenge for the listeners. And then also, you can connect with Dr. Alan Leica and Ms. Harriet Pinka on their websites, and their information will be listed. You can connect with them on social media. They're on YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. And so there's absolutely no excuse why anybody listening to this show doesn't connect with them. Also, please share this show with as many people as possible. The more we can put out positive energy, the more we can share the golden pearls that are in this book, the more that we can get the word out about there are secrets to living a fantastic life, and you have just been granted access to those secrets, the better the world will be, the better place it will be, not only for us, but for our kids and future generations, because this is something that is needed so desperately in the world today. So I'm challenging all my listeners, and again, Dr. Alan Leica and Ms. Harriet Pinka have been amazing and shared some amazing information. Now, if you want to get the 52 golden pearls, one a week, I'm going to put it out here again. The number is 1-819-717-2515. Text them and see the goodness that will come back to you during your life. And each week you will have a golden pearl that you can incorporate into your life, embrace, be grateful for, show love, get empowerment, purpose, all those wonderful things we talked about today. So I want to thank both of you for being phenomenally fantastic, fabulous guests on Blissful Living. It's been a pleasure to spend time with you, to have a conversation with you. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend time with me.
Oh, thank you for having us, Rochelle. It was a wonderful and fantastic life. Thank you again.
Yes, oh, you're
Rochelle,
very welcome.
And I want to reiterate that, how perfect it was to be with you and to have such a wonderful time. You know, if you would like to have Harriet or I back individually to discuss our stories personally, I think it might help, because our stories are so broad and so in-depth that I think sometimes some of this gets glossed over. But I want to emphasize, we were not harmed by our experience. We grew because of them, and we're survivors because of them. And I think everybody
right.
in this day and age can thrive despite this environment that's going on.
Oh, I'd love to. Definitely will be connecting and reaching out to each of you. And thank you so much again. And I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number 4U.com, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated, alldaycableinc.com. And I forgot to mention, but this is a surprise, that Dr. Alan Leica and I just keep calling you Miss Harriet because you're just a queen.
That's okay.
Sorry, Queen Harriet Tinka. I'm bestowing a crown on you that you already wear, but you really gonna wear it now, girl. They are sponsors of this particular show. So please, 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 again, go pick up the book, fantasticlifebook.com, and share this show again with as many people as you love and care about, and even people you don't love and care about. Just share the show, because the more we get it out, the better it is for our world. And I'm going to just shut up right now and say this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And as always, I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Until next time, stay healthy, safe, and well, and just embrace the golden pearls so that you can have the secrets to living a fantastic life. Until next time, everybody, goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand.